Welcome back. It's day 5. Are you ready to dig in and expand your memory? Let's review what we have learned on day 4. To recall something, you must have 3 things. They are a location, a code, and action. A location or a file is simply a place to store information. It could be anything at all. For example, the first building in your city files is your number 1 file. All 10 of the files work together in this filing system. Anything can be a file system as long as it goes in a logical order and you can see or visualize each item. For example, your car could be a file system with 10 files. These could be your car files. Number 1 is your front bumper. Number 2 is your hood or engine. Number 3 is your front windshield. Number 4 is your steering wheel. Number 5 is your gear shift. Number 6 could be your glove box. 7 could be your passenger seat. 8 could be the back seat. 9 could be the trunk. And number 10 is your license plate. Remember, you don't have to use these as one as your filing system, but you most certainly can. They are wonderful to use. The reason, however, I wanted to bring them up is to illustrate that anything can be a file system. Your favorite golf course could be an 18-file file system. Maybe one of those holes has a sand trap or water hazard next to it. Well, that would be your file for that one. The ballpark in Arlington where the Texas Rangers play is a file system for me. Number 1 is the pitcher's mound. Number 2 is home plate. Number 3 is first base. Number 4 is second, and so on. Okay, do you get the idea? We are going to create a file system that I think you're going to like. It's kind of fun. There are 10 files in this system, and it is called our skeleton files. Why? Well, because the files are you. You are a file system. I bet you can visualize this. Stand up wherever you are, unless you're in your car. And then please do not stand up. As I give you the files, repeat after me and touch your files. These are going to be permanent files for you, and you must call them what I call them. The reason will make sense later. This may be the most important file system you have learned up to this point. So are you ready for your next 10 files? Here we go. Number 1 is the top of your head. We are going to call it top. So say top and touch the top of your head. I know that you may feel silly. You may say, Ronnie, this is silly. Do you think so? Well, I will tell you what is silly. Forgetting to call a client because you fail to remember, or giving a speech and forgetting what you're supposed to say. That, my friends, is silly. This system is a little different, but have fun with it. So again, what was number 1? It was the top of your head. So say top and pat the top of your head. Your number 2 file is going to be your nose. So pat your nose and say number 2. What was your 1? 1 was top. What was number 2? 2 was nose. Your number 3 file is your mouth. Say mouth and then touch your mouth. What was 1? Top. 2 was nose, and 3 was mouth. Notice we're just moving from top to bottom. Your number 4 file is your ribs. So grab your ribs, hold on to them, and say, number 4 is my ribs. What is number 4? It is your ribs. What is number 2? Did you say nose? What about number 1? That was top. Now let's go to number 5. Your 5th file is your liver. It is right in the lower half of your torso. We are halfway through. Remember that 5 is in the middle, and it is your liver. Number 6 is going to be your hip joint. We are going to call it joint. So touch your number 6 file and say, number 6 is my joint. What is 4? Ribs, right? What about number 1? Top. What about 4? Ribs. What was number 6? Joint. Okay, our number 7 file is going to be your kneecap. We are going to just call it cap. So 7 is cap. What is 7? Cap. Pat it and say number 7 is cap. What about 5? How about liver? What was 3? How about mouth. What about number one? It was top. Okay, we're almost there. Just three more. Stay with me. Our number eight file is going to be a bone in our lower leg. There are two bones in your lower leg between your kneecap and ankle. One of them is your fibula. So repeat after me. Number eight is fibula. Touch your leg and repeat. Number eight is fibula. Number eight is fibula. What was number seven? Cap. Number two? Nose. Number one? Top. Number nine is on the very bottom. It is the ball of your foot. We are going to call it ball. So what is number nine? It is ball. Number seven? It is cap. Number five? Liver. Number four? Ribs. Number six? Joint. Now the last one, number 10, is not on your skeleton. It is actually the ground, but we are going to call it the sand. So number 10 is sand. So point to the ground or the floor and say number 10 is the sand. Number 10 is sand. Let's review real quick. Number 1 is top, 2 is nose, 3 is mouth, 4 is ribs, 5 is liver, 6 is joint, 7 is cap, 8 is fibula, 9 is ball, and 10 is sand. These are your 10 skeleton files, and it is very important that you know them. Stop the program now and repeat each file. If you get stuck, look under day 5 in your guidebook for the answer, but try not to look. Okay, come back to the program when you finish. Stop the program now. So how did you do? Pretty simple, right? You betcha. That is the beauty of this system. Later, believe it or not, the skeleton files are going to be instrumental in learning how to recall long-digit numbers or phone numbers. Now, we are going to go through the same process as we did with the city files. I'm going to ask you, what is your file? You're going to say top, nose, mouth, or whatever the appropriate file is. Then I'm going to give you a picture to file to your skeleton files. With a vivid and very active picture, you are going to file this picture to your skeleton file. Are you ready? Clear your mind of all distractions. We are going to go a little quicker this time. Okay, number one, what is your file? Top. File a speaker to the top of your head. It could be a stereo speaker or maybe John F. Kennedy giving a speech. It doesn't matter, just so you get the key word of speaker filed to your number one file, which is top. Number two, what is your file? It is the nose. File a gun to your number two file. Remember, the more action and the crazier the picture, the better. So number one, review it, and review number two. Vividly see these actions taking place on your skeleton. Number three, what is your file? Mouth, right? File a soldier to your number three file. Number three file is mouth, and the number three picture is a soldier. Review one, two, and three. Now, number four, what is your file? Ribs. Okay, file a searchlight or a spotlight to your ribs. Make the story funny. Maybe someone is walking around on your ribs with a searchlight. Get a real good visual for that. Review all the files before. Number five, what is your file? It is your liver. File your picture to your liver. See it? When I say your picture, I mean a picture of you. See yourself in your liver. If you actually saw that, you would never forget it. So see it. File that to your number five file, liver, a picture of you. Number six, what is your file? It is your joint. Say it out loud. Number 6 is joint. File a judge riding a fast motorcycle on your joint. Now that is a picture. A judge riding a fast motorcycle on your number 6 file. Now review the ones before. What was number 5, number 4, number 3, number 2, and what was number 1? Now, number 7, what is your file? It is your cap. File a jury of 12 to your cap. Got that? Make the picture unusual. Don't just see a jury sitting on your cap. They need to be pointing their finger at you and saying, guilty, guilty, guilty. I bet you wouldn't forget that. Number 8, what is your file? It is your fibula. File an excessive amount of money to your fibula. See, millions and millions of dollars. What did we file to cap? What about joint? How about the liver? What do we file to the ribs? What about liver? Top, mouth, liver, joint. Okay. Number 9, what is our file? Ball is the file. File someone holding up a poster board and it has a huge number sign written on it. Or maybe somebody's branding a number sign on the ball of your foot. You got it? A number sign is being branded on the ball of your foot. Number 10, moving to the next one. What is our file? It is the sand. Look down at the sand or the floor and file the state capitol building in your state where you live to your sand file. For me, it's the capitol in Austin, Texas. I see the capitol building on the sand and the governor and his staff are looking up at me. If you don't like the governor, maybe you could make this visualization as an opportunity to squash him with your foot. Just kidding. What a picture. Now, what did we file to the ball? Go back to number 8. What do we file to fibula? What about cap? How about joint? Review all 10. Now open your guidebook to day 5 and under the skeleton test, write down the 10 pictures we just filed. Rejoin the program when you complete this process. Stop the program now. So how did you do? Did you get all 10? If not, ask yourself, why? It is for one of two reasons. Either number 1, you didn't know your file, or number 2, your picture wasn't vivid enough. There is no other option. Remember that to recall something, you have to first turn an abstract into a picture. We just filed the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, to our skeleton files. Did you believe that we could do that? We did. Many students spend all day saying the Bill of Rights over and over. You just learned it forwards, backwards, and by number in less than 5 minutes. You don't believe me? Let's see. Number 1 was speaker. Well, speaker stands for freedom of speech. Number 2, what did we file to the nose? A gun, right? That amendment says you have the right to bear arms. Number 3. What was 3? Soldier. No soldier shall be quartered in a house without the consent of the owner. Number 4. A searchlight, right? You had a searchlight on your ribs. Freedom from unreasonable search and seizure. Number 5. You had a picture of yourself in your liver, didn't you? No one shall be called to testify against themselves. Number 6. A judge riding a fast motorcycle. Remember right there on your joint, you had a judge riding a fast motorcycle? That was an abstract for a right to a speedy trial. Number 7, what was it? A jury of 12. That picture representative, right to a trial by jury. Number 8 is an excessive amount of money. Remember we had an excessive amount of money coming out of our fibula? That amendment is there shall be no excessive bail. Number 9, What did we file to the ball of our foot? We filed a number sign, right? Because that right tells us that the numbering of the amendments shall not deny you any of the other rights that you have established. Number 10 is a state capital, right? We had a state capital on the sand. That amendment talked about states' rights. Now, I think that you'll agree that these pictures were somewhat unusual. When you are doing this on your own, you're going to have the freedom to make your own pictures. Now, if you're a student, this example and application should be very obvious to you. If you're a business professional, I hope that you can also see the application. The skeleton file could be used to recall a things to do list, steps in a sales presentation, procedures, mission statements, give a speech. The applications are endless. Each day, I'm going to use generic examples, but please be creative. And as we go, I will show you applications for each system. This system can truly change the way you go about your daily life if you let it. I encourage you to do that. I know right now that you probably have a lot of questions. Well, guess what? You should. We are not even 25% through with this program yet. Every day will build on the next. Take it one day at a time. There is enough activities for each day. Before you stop for the day, review your 10 skeleton files and what we just filed to each one. You're doing great. Don't give up now. This is the end of day 5. Stop the program.